833-JOE-ALEX. That is the number to call in and join in the conversation. 833-563-2539. This 14-year-old boy, he's in Long Island, and he makes $200,000 a year.
That's insane. Is it YouTube? It has to be YouTube.
Fortnite, Alex. He plays Fortnite, and yes, on YouTube, he streams it or different things, and it's the ads that he gets.
Wow.
$200,000. And he plays like 8 hours a day, but his parents are okay because I guess he gets his homework done too. But I mean, $200K, my kid could flunk out of middle school. I'd be fine with that.
100%.
That's insane.
833-JOE-ALEX. Kind of want to know what your first job was. We'll go around the room too and share and maybe talk about the pay, but just want to know what was one of your first jobs you had. Mine was not playing games. Jacqueline, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Thanks for calling in. What was your first job?
My first job was an assisted living retirement home. I was a server in the dining room area.
How'd that go?
Did you have to chew the food for the people?
No, I definitely did not, but I actually loved it, even though I had, you know, really old, mean people, but I also had like the sweetest older people. There was a guy who loved chocolate or peanut butter cookies. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to make him cookies.
Aww.
And, cause he loves them. And I dropped them off when I wasn't working. And, but he wasn't allowed to have cookies because he had, diabetes and I don't know what other issues he had. But to me at 15, like, I didn't really know what that meant. I was just like, the man wants cookies. Like, let's give him cookies. And I was telling this story to someone that used to work there with me. And they're like, you could have killed the man. Like, maybe he was allergic to peanuts. Or maybe, you know, he could have spiked his blood sugar and he could have just fallen over.
It's a hell of a way to go out, though. I mean, chewing on a peanut butter cookie, it'd be worth it to me.
Yeah, I mean, right, I wouldn't. Exactly. If I had to choose between that or something else, like more awful, I mean, that's definitely not too bad.
I did it all for the cookie. Come on.
Yeah, and I was definitely not bringing in $200K a year.
Yeah, no kidding. Me neither.
Hey, Jacqueline, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. What was your first job, Pork Chop? I assume it was something to do with either driving a car or food.
Yeah.
No, actually, I worked at a daycare.
No way.
Wait, you were around kids?
Yeah, of course. I'm good with kids. Very good.
How did that go?
I believe that he'd be good with kids.
Really good. Unfortunately, I made $6 an hour.
Literally, I brought my two nieces and nephew in here like 2 weeks ago because they wanted to like see the studio when they came up to visit, and Pork Chop didn't even like look at them.
I know.
That's because you guys think I'd be bad with kids because I'm literally always so busy here. I didn't have time to look at the kids. I'm like always busy.
Joe was like showing them the board. He was like, look at all the
buttons. I would love to do too. And we had a little girl in the other day. I would have loved to have shown her around, but I literally cannot. I can't even pee or drink
this
coffee.
This is after the show.
Yeah. I'm still busy.
Get out of here, you little snot ball.
I don't want to be here till 2 p.m. every day. But anyways, at my first daycare job, that's where I learned to say the alphabet backwards in less than 3 seconds.
Ooh, cool.
You want me to do it?
Yes.
Well, if not, you're going to do it, so please.
ZYXWUTSR. Oh, no, I messed up.
Oh!
ZYXWUTSRQPONMLKJHGFTCBNA.
Wow. Special talents.
I mean, he says it so fast, who actually knows if it's actually the right word?
It kind of sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as you say Z, blah, 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 A, you know, there's a good shot. Alex, what was your first job or one of the first ones you had?
I was a hostess at a dinner theater. So
huzzah!
You come a little bit early before the musical or the play, and you go to a buffet and you eat, and then we serve you, and then you watch the show. And so that's what I did. And everyone always thought that I was one of the actors because.
Really?
Yeah, because a lot of times the actors were also servers, so they would serve at the beginning and then they would be in the show.
Okay.
And just because my personality is just so big in general, just talking to them as I was seating them, they'd just be like, you're in the show, right? And I'd be like, no. But they all thought that.
That's funny.
That's pretty cool. Liv the Web Girl, first job.
I taught dance classes at my dance studio to little like 6 and 7 year olds and 5 year olds.
What kind of dance?
I did the tap and jazz. So when they're that young, when they're like 5 and 6, we combine tap and jazz into one class. So the first half an hour is jazz and then the last half an hour is tap. So yeah, that was my very first job.
How old were you?
I think I was 16 at the time.
Yep, that was mine, yep,
but
16.
Yeah.
I feel like you could teach kids how to dab like so hardcore. And I was like, dab to the left, dab to the right.
Honestly, we had to make like choreographed dances for like recitals. I would definitely include a dab in there now.
That's pretty cool. All right, my first, I had a couple of them. My favorite job that I'd like to say my first job was working at a car wash, but my first technical job was working at McDonald's at the outlet mall. It was so busy, and they just like interviewed me the day before. I'm like, all right, come tomorrow. And it's not their fault, but I was not trained properly. I was using like Big Mac buns with a sesame seed for like quarter pounders. Like I was messing up everything. And there's a lot of, listen, people want to talk crap about fast food workers. It's hard work.
I couldn't do it.
I did it five years, McDonald's.
I made 1 4-hour shift, got my free food, and I'm like, hey, I'm good. I don't need my check. Like,
no way.
I didn't come back. Yeah, they gave me like $10 worth of food to take home. So I'm like, I feel like I came out on the better end of this deal. So
wait, how long did you work there for?
4 hours, one shift. Right. It was like a short Saturday shift just to get me like, you know, into rotation to do it. So right. Favorite job though, where I made like no money and a lot of money at the same time, just depending on the weather. Working at a car wash. It was a car wash, gas station, and like a car detailing place. You got free car washes, which is cool.
Hot girls
roll through. You're like, hey, Alex, here's a free car wash. She's like, oh, thanks, Joe. I'll never get with you, but I'll act like I like you.
But the uniform was weird, wasn't it? Like having to wear a bikini and high heels?
Yeah, but listen, cars came in all the time, so it was worth it.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in the garbage, troubled waters for this A-list marriage, the most random celebrity threesome.